What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Another edition of The Flip Side for this Thursday, February the 16th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Quick check on what Wall Street did today. Dow closing up 123 points at 12,904. Folks at CNBC, downright giddy. NASDAQ higher by 44 at 2,959. U.S. dollar weaker by 2 basis points. Dollar index at 79.38. Crude oil marching higher with the tensions in the Middle East. Crude oil closing up on the positive side at $102.37. And even though the metals were negative for most of the morning trade, before the close, I guess traders got a little nervous with the prospect of rising inflation. And I'm sure the upcoming three-day weekend had something to do with it, but we'll take it. Gold closing higher by 70 cents at 1729. Silver higher by 2 cents at 3362. Platinum moving in the opposite direction, lower by $10 at $16.29. Palladium higher by $11 at $6.99. Well, with triple, that means the miners must have had a good day. And yes, they did. XAU higher by 539 points. XAU closed at 195.73.
Erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leaks all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Thank you for tuning in to Mountain Hours. This is Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, William Walton, and we've got a couple little hiccups going this morning, but we are all ready to go. We are in the mix. We are ready for action. We are ready to take the next step against bringing down this monopoly system created by Mammon. We are moving forward with the cure. The people have an ailment of usury. It's a cancer that creates exponentially compounding debt. We have the remedy. And with offering this remedy to the people, we have to kind of change up our tactics a little bit. And it comes down to it's the type of person that pitches local currency, it's actually kind of opposite of what you would normally think. Normally what you would think is the best kind of person to get people to join and participate in the barter network, the prevailing thought you would think would be somebody that's an expert in various money systems, somebody that's an expert in monetary reform, someone that's an expert in the corruption of the Federal Reserve and the history and all of the hijinks that are basically promoted by truthers, you know, all of the false flag and the police state, somebody that's an expert on how TV's used as a methodology of social control. Well, that isn't true. What we really need to be is just friendly, agreeable, non-divisive. It's better if we don't have an opinion. It's better if we just go with the flow, and if you have energetic people that are bubbly and upbeat, and literally, I would say the most important thing to have is enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. That is the most important thing to have. Not knowledge, not expertise, enthusiasm. And that is in the form of the other part is you have to have a little bit of thick skin, and that plays into enthusiasm as well, because you're going to be talking to people as a currency activist about them changing one of the most fundamental things that they do. That is their money. So in many instances, they won't know you at all. And, you know, that's absolutely what happened here in Summit County is I've had a place here for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. But we generally, when I first, I wasn't even awoke politically when we first bought this. So even when we were in the fear mode of our awakening, meaning we've got to buy lots of storable stuff, we would, unfortunately, to get all of those things that we could afford, we would buy storable food from Walmart and the places that are, you know, the most destructive to our self-sufficiency. We would buy stuff in bulk and, you know, from a Sam's or whatever, because there you could get it the cheapest and then get it. And you're basically like this, I think a good analogy is like a squirrel who's storing up all of its stuff for the wintertime, because now you're awake, you've seen this big store coming. So now you're getting together all of your stuff. And I would knowingly know that this stuff was bad for you. But because it was so infused with preservatives, it would also be really good storable food. And that's what the whole fear thing does to you. Deeply based in fear. They're going to blow up the dollar. The bankers are in charge. So you totally get into fear and you want to become self-sufficient. So you get it. You bunker down and get as many commodities as you can to protect yourself in the event of a collapse. So that is the fear-based mindset. Now, to be successful with the local currency thing, you have to get out of that. You have to change from the fear dominance in your mindset, and you have to change it to not fear, but love. Love of your community, love of yourself, love of the Creator. And recognize that the Creator is going to do all the worrying, that all you have to do is do the right thing, and that is, one of them, is not participate in usury, is try to get out of usury as much as you can, and particularly develop a system that is not based upon usury. Not that you need to talk to the businesses about usury. There's two different things you sort of have going on. On one level, you're knowledgeable of all of this corruption. You're knowledgeable of the topics of usury and central banking and all of these systems of control. However, with that knowledge comes great responsibility. And your higher responsibility is to get people to utilize the solution, not to scare them all into action. You're not going to do well with this if all of the businesses out there were basically just survival shops and they're all based upon survivalism and guns and gold, and you'll get a certain number of businesses to participate, but we're looking for something deeper than that, more widespread. So in order for that to occur, it's essential that
we become advocates for supporting their business. And this is a fundamentally different thing. Like, your self-sufficiency is something that's universally desired. So rather than scaring people with there's going to be a collapse and all the stuff that the mainstream media does and the Patriot media, is this is just, hey, we're going to build community. We're going to become more self-sufficient. We're going to go local and buy local. That is something that isn't divisive and scary. Pardon me, I'm typing, I'm writing up, this is a document as we go. Self-sufficiency has universal appeal. Self-sufficiency is more important than free trade, because any nation or any community that isn't self-sufficient as much as possible, they are no longer free. So free trade is a... it's disinfo. If someone's saying to you the highest calling is we need to have free trade and no controls, well, that is a recipe for us to have our sovereignty and self-sufficiency completely removed. And if we don't have self-sufficiency, if we don't produce our own food and water and shelter, transportation and energy, we can't be free. That's an important topic to understand. So the self-sufficiency pitch is very valuable. But on the most simple terms, the reason why businesses join, and I signed up out of the 70 businesses in Summit County that we have as members, I would say I signed up about 50 of them or 45 or something along those lines. And I didn't know any of them. None prior to launching the currency. So I didn't have any advantage that they're, you know, I went to college with them or had some other business relationship. I had no business here. I had no interaction other than what would be very similar to almost like a tourist. Did buy some stuff at the hardware store to pay and maintain the 400 square foot trailer we live in. In the elements here, you need to upkeep things. So, but that was the interaction. I basically would ski in the wintertime. I'd go hiking, and really liked it here for the natural beauty. And, you know, I'm kind of an introvert and someone that studies naturally to begin with, but I can be an extrovert just because it's necessary for the mission. But generally speaking, I would do a lot of the activism online, virtually, and doing the local currency thing is completely different. You have to get out into the community and network. That is an essential skill, and it doesn't have to be you. Whoever's listening to this, is everybody has valuable skills, and All we are doing as our activists, our soul is pushing us toward this solution. We recognize that this is the correct solution because it is. Organic money, just like organic food, is the opposite of GMO food. Organic money is the opposite of international usury centralized banking. It's the opposite. They have private usury. We have public credit. There's a debt, ours is credit. So what we're doing is the opposite. This is the solution, make no mistake. So now it's a matter of putting a team together, almost like a superhero team, you know? Everybody has awesome skills. It's a matter of just putting a list on Craigslist and asking those people, hey, how do you want to have a role in this most important thing? We can all play a part. We'll be right back. God, shine your light down here. Shine on the love, love of the loveless. Love of the loveless.
it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Thank you for tuning in to Mountain Hours Leadership Radio. We are broadcasting from Summit County, Colorado, here at 9,000 or 10,000 feet. The seasons are beginning to change, and it's cooling down just a little bit, even though it's still summertime. You can see the leaves starting to turn bright green, and some of them are turning yellow. And I can't express enough how beautiful it is to be in the mountains in various seasons. They have, everything's just amplified just a little bit more. The summer season is just a little more summer. The winter is a little more winter, and the spring and fall do the same thing. It's just everything's a little bit more dramatic. So in addition to coming to Colorado for the obvious natural beauty and the architectural beauty of Summit County's Victorian mining towns, come to Summit County and spend some mountain hours. Come check it out. It's a cool thing to do, to actually see a community who's embracing their own self-sufficiency. There's no reason why every community in the country or internationally should create their own local currency. And if they're denominated in time, they can be traded among systems. The whole reason all this stuff got centralized, all of the monetary, that wasn't what's normal. You know, before there was money, there was just barter. The people just bartered their goods and services, and they were entirely sovereign. There was no outside control over them. Now, then they introduced money and then traded that, and they used that as barter scrip. The money didn't have the value. The barter had the value, the goods and services backing the money. And then that money was purposely corrupted by individuals who could control, and they basically used gold and silver as a commodity in order to basically they would blow up the sovereign barter script so that the people would become dependent upon an outside system of commodity, gold and silver. This is the cycle that's done over and over. Over and over. Engineered conflict. Engineered emergencies. Engineered problems. So it's problem, reaction, solution. So that over and over again, the people run to their controllers for solutions. The controllers gain more control, and so on and so on. The cycle goes on. So we're focusing on the solution. The solution. How do we bring the power back to the people? How do we make the people self-sufficient again? How do we opt out of the control system? And the way to get the money to work is all based upon barter. People are already bartering in many instances. Businesses are already bartering because Federal Reserve notes are actually scarce. They're not being overproduced and inflated. They are actually scarce. That's opposite thinking from most of the mainstream media and the Patriot media. So it's extremely important to understand that we are undergoing deflation, lack of Federal Reserve notes. And the symptoms of inflation are full pockets, full bank accounts. Our debts are easy to pay because we have so many Federal Reserve notes. And the shelves are empty. Those are the symptoms of inflation. This is very unique to this broadcast. If there's one thing that you learn from this broadcast, I would say this is it. The symptoms of deflation or lack of Federal Reserve notes are full shelves, right? Full shelves, empty pockets, empty bank accounts, and our debts are very hard to pay. Isn't that the true paradigm under which we currently operate? I think that will be self-evident. Another way to view this is Jefferson's quote. You need deflation in order to have rare money or scarce money so that it makes it very difficult to pay our debts. When we can't pay our debts, we get foreclosed upon because we default. Once we default, we go bankrupt, get foreclosed on. And once we are bankrupt, we have now lost our sovereignty. And that's exactly what happened to the United States Corporation in 1933. So Jefferson's quote, by first, if we allow private banks to issue the public currency first through inflation, then deflation, 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 we shall wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. So we are under the deflationary phase, where our assets are being confiscated. Over and over and over it happens again. The roaring 20s, inflation, 30s, deflation, depression. We go homeless. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
Saying it's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Revolution.
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 Love, peace, and revolution. And that's what we need to do a little bit. We need to change our approach. As, you know, the people generally who delve into monetary reform generally are truth seekers. They get, you know, just my background is that, you know, I built pools for 25 years. Come from a military family and went to officer training at Quantico for the Marines. So I had a very kind of hero, save the world kind of mindset. And I'm still doing that, but I'm just changing tactics. And obviously, there's a long period of time I wasn't involved in any of that, and I was just a pool contractor, generally living a pretty hedonistic lifestyle. Just absorbed in the matrix and being self-absorbed and really just, you know, doing exactly what the system designs us to do, just voting for the next political puppet, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, once I woke up, it was immediately you got to alert everybody and you scramble and, you know, you find out that not everybody really cares too much about being woken up. Well, what we have to do is not focus on waking everybody up. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. It's just as valuable to get somebody. There's lots of people that are completely awake that are using Federal Reserve notes and basically participating in their own enslavement by doing so. And they can be fully and completely informed of all of the corruption and continue to use Federal Reserve notes. So they're completely awake by definition, right? They're awake. They know all of the elections are phony. The candidates are phony. It's all a big scam. They can be completely awake. But if they use Federal Reserve notes, they will participate in their own enslavement. Alternatively, if you have somebody that's completely in blissful ignorance and they just use the local barter script because it's pretty, because there's a, you know, a manatee on it, or because there's a pretty flower or something, right? They don't know anything about any of the corruption. Then actually, in terms of the overall emancipation of humanity, that person that's blissfully ignorant but using the local currency, and they do it just because there's a manatee on it or whatever, a seashell or a pretty beach scene, or they like the colors, they like the Colorado flag or whatever, that person is actually participating in the emancipation of humanity more than the one that's completely awake. I know all that sounds very counterintuitive. But just realize that once we participate and we remove our energy from that system, we are creating a self-sustaining system that allows us to be independent. It allows us to be sovereign. Right? So it's not essential for us to be having debates about 9/11 and being divisive. Like, in fact, it's extremely detrimental. Ultimately, people are going to use the local currency because it benefits the business. The business that signs up because they agree. You know, you can have 10 people who agree to use the local currency, but if they don't have a business and they all work at, you know, at Walmart, then it really doesn't matter a whole lot. However, if you get businesses to sign first, this was kind of like a little thing that I did different than what Paul Glover did. And, he has far more businesses or people using the currency than I do. But I haven't been doing it as long either. And another thing Glover had to his advantage is, in that community, the people knew him in advance, whereas where I'm doing it, they didn't. They're just getting to know me, kind of. After I think I first started handing out DVDs going door to door, and I'm acknowledging the mistakes that I did. The first DVD I went door to door with, I mean, every single business, brick and mortar, virtually all of them, I handed out a DVD that got into like monetary truth. Look at this truth. And it's like most of them didn't watch it. And the ones that did watch it, the ones that were already truthers, they already dug it. But the ones that weren't, mostly it's like, okay, great. What does that do for my business? I have a business and I sell T-shirts. How can I sell more T-shirts? That's what I care about, because when I sell T-shirts, then I can feed my kids. When I sell T-shirts, that helps me to pay my mortgage. That's what's really important to me. Those are the things that really matter to me, because right now there isn't enough Federal Reserve notes. I'm about to close my doors because I don't have enough business. There's not enough people coming in here because the economy is really bad. So we have to feel their pain get in the head of your prospect, and your prospect is these business owners. So the information you're learning from here is, don't use your activist hat, use your marketer's hat. Forget being an activist. Forget being a truther and an activist and a political guru and all of those things. Just forget all that stuff. What you need to be is a marketer. And we have a product which is going to solve a problem. That's all marketing is. And for instance, if you're selling a cell phone, you pitch cell phones because, hey, it's got these new benefits. Like this, the benefit of this phone is you can get your email on it. Now you don't have to go home to get your computer. That's a benefit. That saves you time. It makes you more self-sufficient. You can operate from your car rather than having to pay for an office and a whole another building, and you're more independent. So you can pitch that as a benefit. Another benefit is, oh, this phone, you can put all of your songs into it. So now you don't need to carry an iPod around and a cell phone. You can have one thing. So those are benefits. So the people don't really care about the name and all of those things. It's about what it can do for them, the benefits. How does it make their life better? Well, how does the local currency make that business owner's life better? So we have to articulate that. One, right now, I'm using my script now, is how does this directly benefit them? They already, often, in most instances, when people talk about this, many of these businesses are already bartering. And bartering is difficult because you have to find a partner for a very specific time. And then you have the issue of, if you're trying to, my history is being a pool contractor. How do you borrow or barter pool construction when you want to get a sandwich? Right? So you literally have to, hey, here's an IOU that I'm giving you for $20,000 worth of sandwiches. I want to be able to come in here and eat sandwiches for the next 10 years or something, or pretty significant period of time. You'd have to break it down. But that's, you could do that. We can set up a barter, and that's how that gets set up. The birth of the original money was based upon an IOU. We're going to get into that in our second hour, where we get into the origins of money and how that all is based upon contract and ethics. So what we're talking about now is the marketing and how you get in the head and how to persuade them that this is something that would be of assistance to them in a logical sort of way. So once you understand the mechanics of why it's valuable, so you're saying to them is, right now it's very difficult. Like, just to use as a really good example, they have something called the Summit Chamber meetings, the Summit Chamber of Commerce, just like they have Chamber of Commerce meetings everywhere. There's, in a typical county, they probably have 5 or 10 of these business associations, the rotaries and that sort of thing. A bunch of business owners will get in a room, they'll pitch each other their products, and they'll try to focus on networking and trying to help each other acquire more business. And what the problem is that when there's a recession ongoing, or in effect a recession or a depression, is in fact just a period of time when there's scarce money, where money is tight, where there is deflation. So when there's deflation, these businesses at the Chamber of Commerce, they're all trying to get business from each other when they don't have money themselves. That's really important. Like, that's a, what are you supposed to do? I mean, literally, if they all unrolled their pockets, some of them certainly do have money. But generally speaking, money is tight. They all want more customers. And the problem is the customers don't have any money. So what we're doing is introducing the money into the system. And just imagine you had a room of 20 members in this a chamber of commerce where they're not bartering. Say, hey, let's barter instead. Say, barter is a pain. Say, okay, let's not barter. How about every one of the businesses in here get $200 or 20 hours of the currency? Like, make it like a Monopoly game. The beginning of the game of Monopoly, everybody gets a set amount of money. It's given to them. It's a credit. There is no debt or interest. So from there, like, hey, this is awesome. Now, if you're the if I'm the pool guy, I've got $200. Now I can go to the sandwich guy and say, hey, I need a sandwich. You get the sandwich. And then as that sandwich guy will get a whole bunch of small transactions, or the coffee shop, the places that we kind of go in a kind of ritualistic sort of manner where we go to them every day, those businesses will have a whole bunch of small transactions. Our top transactor in Summit County is Cool River Coffee. They've had the most transactions, and I'm guessing maybe the Dredge Restaurant might be second, and so on. Not sure exactly how it goes after that. That's why we need to make it virtual. Then we can kind of calculate that and then reimburse those businesses for having more transactions. So now the business who was really busy during the summertime, which is Cool River, they're going to go, when it slows down, they can basically block off their building a little bit on a particular day, because otherwise it's extremely busy there. Now they can go to some of the bigger ticket item vendors, the tradesmen who do painting and handyman work, carpentry, flooring, et cetera, et cetera. Now they can go and get their building built up, maintained, painted, et cetera, et cetera. So then the currency will kind of flow to the tradespeople. And this is the kind of ebb and flow, and that will, in many instances, will be seasonal, based upon whatever seasons that, you know, the smaller transaction businesses are really busy. So anyway, there'll be an ebb and flow to that, and that's the exact basis of how all of this works. So what you're trying to explain to those businesses is that by introducing more money into the system, you can get what you want without the scarce Federal Reserve notes. There's more currency. The currency stays in our community, so you'll have more transactions. $100 or 10 hours of mountain hours will transfer far more money, or transfer far more energy than 100 Federal Reserve notes. The Federal Reserve notes will kind of extract the energy and wealth from the community, shake a few hands in town, and then leave through a big box store or a Starbucks or something. So to keep it really simple, is what we're looking for people is just to be buoyant, go local, buy local, keep your the information's all about benefits. It's not about the Federal Reserve. It's not about the two parties are corrupt. It's not about any of those things. It's simply about the benefits for the business. So that is the direct monetary benefit, meaning the currency will create more transactions. The currency will flow locally in our economic circuit and create an economic cul-de-sac. So the things that are uplifting there are the benefits, your enthusiasm, self-sufficiency, go local, buy local, support the community, look how pretty the currency is. And there's things that you should absolutely not say. It's you don't want to argue. You don't want to be divisive. You don't want to be what we typically are as truth or activists where we're trying to be right. Like, we've so informed ourselves that we want to go around and we've studied so hard to learn to be right and have our, to basically be able to hold our water in a, in a debate. Well, people aren't, they're running businesses. They don't want to debate with you. They want more business. That's what they want. So we need to show that our solution offers that our solution is valid and that it will in fact increase the number of transactions, that it's reliable and that they'll be able to spend it. That's what matters to them. They want to see the, on the list of businesses as many other businesses as possible that they can go and spend it at. The goal is to sign up more businesses, not to be correct, not to be divisive experts. So we have to re-engineer our approach. We will be right back.
There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dolton.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yo, 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 for the new emperor. Yo, 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 for the new emperor. Yo, 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 for the new emperor. Yo, yo, oh, they said he was a righteous man. So the people invite this man to make newer policies. The same laws you never will see. Send us support, righteous man. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me, please understand.
That was the Wandering Monks Freedom Movement collaboration. Do check them out. They are awesome. We have been talking about marketing of and basically your sales pitch, your demeanor. What does it take to get businesses to join a local currency cooperative? In order for that system to be viable, you have to get businesses to accept it. How do you approach that? And always recognize it's about them, not what we want. It's about them. And by and that's what marketing is. Marketing is finding out what the prospect needs. And right now, businesses are very fearful. They have threats of the type of businesses that we work with are local independent businesses. They are being run out of businesses by Lowe's, Walmart, Starbucks, because those systems have their own monetary system. Now, we have created a monetary system that's going to benefit the local independent businesses, but they don't really know that. Like, they don't, it's hard for them to understand specifically how that benefits them. And it's our job to become experts on explaining how the local currency is a tool for them to get what they want. And what they want is more transactions, more customers, more prosperity, more independence, and predictability. They want to be able to trust this system, that it'll work right now, that it's going to work a month from now, 2 months from now, and that it's stable. So that's what business owners want. They want predictability. They don't want a bunch of theory and divisive arguing. They don't want a bunch of stuff scary topics that are going to scare off their customers. They don't want all of that. So it's very tricky when the whole basis for your motivation, the entire basis for my motivation to doing this is being a truther or an activist, is to make people aware of the evil stuff that's going on. But in the meantime, by doing that, it all it does is it drives you away from the solution, because those businesses so there's going to be some of them that will embrace that, and they'll actually be hosts for you to have different documentaries, particularly like coffee shops and businesses like that. They are more amenable to, talking philosophy and politics, and because that's kind of the basis, where people are kind of hanging out and they're looking for those that kind of an outlet. But if you're selling T-shirts that are, just fluffy, silly T-shirts about, come to Breckenridge and get high at, 10,000 feet, go big on the mountain, or just whatever, like the typical things that you see at in tourist destinations. You'd find them in Florida. My family went to Florida. I just got this T-shirt. Just those mindless, silly kind of T-shirts that people buy when they're tourists. If that's what you're selling, and you're going in there with the mindset of telling everybody the truth about the monetary system, it's not going to earn you much favor. We'll be right back and we'll continue with this topic. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall.
Gold, ever climbing.